Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? The four of us back in the studio.
Hey, what's up?
Chopping fuck faces.
Hey, how you doing?
Fuck faces, we've talked about that, right? It's not utilized enough.
Definitely not.
Fuck face is not used enough.
Yes,
it's a great one.
That's a good one.
You know what we were talking about the other day? A term that is left because of not only time, because it doesn't describe it properly anymore, is Furburger.
Furburger.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's long gone. Because the Furburgers are pretty much gone.
We're not getting many Furburgers.
No.
You can get some burgers, not many Furburgers.
I'm theoretically the only guy eligible in that department, unless your significant others decide to go fuzzy.
Right.
I'm the only guy.
I just think we were using it as a general term.
I'm the only guy that theoretically could run into something that would be, be called a Furburger.
Right.
Yeah.
Which seems rare
still
these days.
Still out there, but it is a rarity.
Okay. It's a rarity. Are they like? Is it like the bald eagle back in the '80s, where they could be becoming extinct, or are they coming back like the bald eagle of today?
I think every once in a while you'll find somebody that wants to turn back time.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, whoa!
That's a fashion statement that I don't think has any traction in today's
really, on a cold in a cold winter day, it's kind of a welcoming sight.
No,
really,
and a welcoming feel on the cheeks.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Oh yeah.
Oh God.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's always laughed when they've
savor the flavor, my friend.
When they've Googled Merkin.
Not Randy Merkin,
but when they've Googled the meaning of a Merkin.
Yes.
We're going to get fired from even doing this podcast in a minute.
Are we too unhinged right now? We say Merkin on the regular.
I wasn't talking about that. Johnny's talking about the fur burger on his face.
Yeah.
I said on my cheek.
Same thing.
That's your face. Your cheek is your face.
I don't think you even meant it that way either.
I did.
The Merkin, by the way, for everybody's
edification. I'm looking over there, and you look. I love the hat, but you look like Fred McGriff.
It's got the Tom Amansky high hat on. It's not my style of hat. This is one, but it's Cuddy sent them.
I like the hat. It's nice.
Other people can pull this off. I don't think it's a Sylvie style.
No.
It sits up too high.
Yeah.
I'm Fred McGriff.
What's the name of Cuddy's company? Outsiders?
Outsiders.
Outsider.
And we're wondering if there's like some underground political thing that this means.
What do you think? Of course there is.
Ask him today. He's on the show today.
Are you serious? Of course there is.
We're going to walk around and we're going
to... Well, maybe it's after the old Ralph Macchio, Matt Dillon movie, The Outsiders.
Boy, was that a good one. I heard you guys talking about 80s movies
too, originally, right? Yeah. Was in The Outsiders.
Do you know who else was? Can you name all the characters in that, okay?
Pony Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Stay golden, Pony Boy.
You had Ralph Macchio. Did you say Ralph?
Yeah.
You know who else was? Patrick Swayze was in that movie.
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon was in that movie.
C. Thomas Howell.
Was Rob Lowe in that movie?
I feel like yes. Right? Or we wouldn't remember that.
Leif Garrett? Wasn't Leif Garrett in that movie? Wasn't he the tough guy on the other side? I don't remember Leif Garrett. I thought he was the tough guy on the other side.
I would do like a side spinoff podcast with you guys if you ever just want to.
Pablo wasn't in that movie.
Yeah, he was, right? Yeah. If you ever just want to focus, like if we want to do an 80s movie podcast.
I didn't know the rules when I sent Star Wars.
Fine.
I thought just your favorite movies
if
as a
they
kid.
Could.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
I knew Star Wars was made before you were born, right?
76. Yeah, right. The year I was born, I think the first Star Wars.
Were you
came
doing
out.
The old Bill Murray at the nightclub? Yes. You know, singing
Star Wars.
Nothing but Star Wars. But we should do a side podcast one of these days. We'll just riff on 80s movies because I think that'd be
fun. We'll do that during this.
I think that'd be fun.
Not today, but we'll do it another time during this.
By the way, obviously, The Wolf was your focus today. I was watching last night. I watched like an hour of The Wolf of Wall Street.
So good.
I can never turn it off
when it's on.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing. It's his
good movie.
It's Scorsese's probably his most entertaining movie he's ever made. And not his best.
Right.
But it's the most entertaining movie I think he's maybe ever made.
And Leo is so fucking good.
To turn on.
He's
it's amazing.
So good.
Amazing.
So good.
The whole thing, Margot Robbie's fucking amazing.
That's beautiful.
Oh. Margot Robbie. Who's the FBI agent's great.
Great. I'm not going to pull his
name. He's a guy from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, he's good.
Who's the actor, Sylvie?
Is it Kyle Chandler?
Yeah, I think that is it. Yeah.
He's the FBI agent in it.
He's one of my most underrated favorite actors. Kyle Chandler, his demeanor, just cool and calm.
Is he in Super 8?
Super 8.
Super 8, train crash, monster, sci-fi movie, Super 8.
Never seen it.
Kids involved. I think he plays the sheriff, the local sheriff.
Really?
He's in Zero Dark 30. He plays the station chief in Pakistan. Yeah, he's a good actor. But
Didn't he do like an old television show based in Chicago where the headline came out like early? Or he could predict the future or something like that.
I think that
was one of it, and it was based in Chicago.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember the name of that.
Baylor wins the championship. I wish I'd have had that newspaper today.
Was that him or Scott Bakula? That felt like it was a Scott Bakula movie, TV show. Wasn't it?
I'm on his IMDb right now.
Right, now you're going to find it.
Early edition?
Nice job. Early edition. That's right.
Yeah. Merck's got a new sweater on today.
Yeah?
No, that thing's 10 years old.
You can looks read a good. Newspaper
told
through
you
that
my
sweater.
Kids.
Yeah, really. I mean, come on.
That thing is wispy, guys.
Yeah?
Wispy.
It's a wispy sweater.
By the way, going back to the whole...
Behind the glass.
He's got a new line coming out this summer. Summer sweaters. Nice and wispy. By Randy Merkin.
The wispy.
Go on his Instagram and buy his summer sweater. All pastel colors.
Yeah.
You can go undertheglass.com. The sweater.
Like my grandfather wearing a sweater when it's not.
BehindthegLassTheBook.com.
Hey, listen, it's sweater weather.
It's sweater weather.
It's sweater weather.
Boy, it's beautiful out there today, too. It feels like spring. Yeah. When Yurko said this week about dipping his wick into the cream, you know, we're talking about all this stuff about fur burgers and everything. Yurko just right out of the blue. We had to replay that. It was so good.
Dipping his wick.
When he talks about getting back at the cream stealer and dipping his wick.
That's all you need. Leave that one out there. Tell the whole world, whatever you do, don't drink from this cream.
That's next
level.
Well,
how do you not? You don't know who the criminal is.
When the criminal goes and gets it, then you know that he's the guilty party.
So, but when you advise everyone, don't touch the cream because my wick has been dipped.
You only tell the people that you know.
I think it's an inside job, and I think it could be him.
No, we found out. I think we found out who it
was.
Because about 20 minutes after we had brought it to the air, and if you missed it yesterday,
it is a dick move because somebody continues
to use the cream in the fridge and not replace it.
What Carmen did was shake the bushes and wait for the snakes to come out.
Right. And so about 20 minutes after the rant, we saw one of our sales guys, Greg Morin, go walking across the street to Walgreens.
So it was Morin. That was our first.
Under the guise that he went to get a bottle of wine for Rachel.
Right. But he came back with a whole bag full of things, and we kind of called him out as he was walking back into the building, and he gave us a curious look and
curious smile. One of those, guilty as charged.
That's not a surprise for those who don't know. Greg Morin's a super guy, but he has very little self-awareness in general. Mm. He is a guy. He's the close talker.
Yes.
Again, I don't understand how these people don't know that they're in your face.
Neither do I.
That you're in your grill. And then they make fun of you for bitching about it. Like, oh, am I too close to you today, Sylvie? Well, you're in my fucking face.
And even
now... Like, if there's no COVID going on, it's too close for me.
You got natural immunity.
Forget COVID. Right. You're not even worried
about
COVID.
Saying.
You don't want somebody so close to your face.
In general, too much buffer room, no self-awareness. Yeah. And then for a guy to just continually use something that's yours and then finish it. That's what pisses me off most, hearing the story and thinking, okay, I could finish it, and whoever bought it, they're shit out of luck when they go back for their creamer the next day.
Yeah,
I don't even view it as mine. I buy it so that everybody can use it. The only common decency thing to do, though, is if you are going to finish it, you need to run out ASAP
and go get the
cream. That's all.
Now, why would you think it was me that would be utilizing it?
Because you're a shitster.
You said that I was guilty. No.
You've been even more of a shitster lately.
I don't drink coffee from the building. I get my coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Johnny,
Dunkin' Donuts.
If there was a delicious meal or a sandwich in that fridge and you ran across that, do you know anybody that's done that?
No.
Somebody's taken other people's food?
What I've done is taken peanut brittle.
That's a real low blow.
All right. When I understand
you've
what
taken
it is.
People's sandwiches.
No, I haven't.
I've never gone into the refrigerator.
I've never gone in the refrigerator and grabbed anybody's food out of the refrigerator ever. There's a difference between going to Waddle's desk and seeing an unopened package of brittle.
Oh, yeah, come on. That's not the same thing.
That's not even remotely close. No. Yes,
Waddle, that is not. Because, listen, the person that brings their lunch to work and puts it in the fridge has gone through the process of making their own lunch. And the asswipes that take that from them...
Who does that for themselves?
Oh, I think that there are people out there that do that.
Yeah, you never know how people like their sandwiches. People are weird when they make their own sandwiches.
Big Cat told us he does that.
He takes people's food.
When he's very hungry in the Barstool headquarters, and it's late, he'll walk around and see who has food.
That's terrible.
I'd rather beg for food.
See?
I'd rather beg for food.
That's absolutely. You need to be locked up for something like that.
Bad character.
I said that. You can't be. You can't take someone.
I would also be careful, like knowing that Big Cat's in there prowling, doing that. You'd be careful. Somebody may plant something in there that you don't want to put in your mouth.
Somebody might tip their wick. Yeah. When did the Big Stool develop that?
Yeah.
When did he develop that Big Stool Barquette?
Boy, he tweets out every Friday, Saturday though. Good looking donuts wherever he's getting those donuts. Yeah. He's always tweeting
he
donuts Saturday.
Tweeted out a picture of himself trying to jump into a pool, falling into a pool.
I saw that.
He yesterday not we had him on and he was giving the you're going to compete in this too.
Yeah.
Your five best Super Bowl plays. He gave two Super Bowl plays and his third pick was Arkansas. Oh, was plus two Arkansas, and then sure enough,
guess
it was
won.
A winner.
They won.
And he's tweeting, guess who's 1-0. Before the Super Bowl even starts.
He's right about that.
He called it building my bankroll.
In his fucked up mind, he's absolutely right.
He was. I hope he pounded Purdue last night.
I know. I didn't know that you have a hatred for the Illini.
Did you go to the game, Johnny, or were you sitting on your couch?
I was sitting at one of the local pubs watching
the
game.
How many nights a week do you go out?
Seven.
Do you really? All seven nights?
7 nights a week.
God, fucking you lucky bastard.
Every
night you're out.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean like you're... How often are you...
I was drinking coffee last night.
Okay. I was going
to
say, how often are you...
commiserate. That's all.
I go out and saw some of the boys, the fellas last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you prowling?
Commiserate. Oh, the good kid doesn't prowl. The good kid just sits there and waits for them to come to him. That's how I work.
You're like a salt lick for deer, aren't you? You're just like...
Are you really drinking just coffee?
It's never been described as salty, that's for sure.
Can you... Oh, God. Here we go. Can you sit in the pub and only drink coffee for real?
Yeah.
Or do you have like at least a Miller Lite or something?
No. I could sit and drink coffee.
Just drink coffee.
And then you can go... Do you go to bed afterwards? You're able to fall
absolutely.
Right asleep?
No problems.
Wow. I can't.
I had a big coffee today.
You can't
tell?
Yeah.
You give me 20 minutes in the corner over there, I'd be able to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can do it. Go lay down.
Oh, he
said you're asleep in 20 minutes.
We should try that next week.
If I can turn the lights out, like sometimes I got to stay because things that are happening, I'll go into the office. I'll lay down under the table and just go to bed. My desk now.
On Monday.
Remember the old tables?
I'm sorry. The one was the snowstorm.
I got here early.
Last Thursday.
Whenever the snowstorm was here.
Last Thursday.
I got here early. I was on the floor. This guy comes screaming
into the
door.
And I hit something. I thought it was the chair. And I hear, and Yurko's feet are up. He's lying on the floor in our office with his head under his desk and his feet up
on
the door.
Got his pants on or off?
His pants were on.
Okay. I've never been here.
And his computer... It was like Costanza. His computer, his laptop, was
on the
floor underneath his desk. His head was under it by...
So he could use the computer while laying on the floor.
He was laying on his side, watching like soccer highlights. I open up the door and he goes, And I'm like, what the fuck? And Yurko's laying on the floor. I go, what are you doing?
Is this after the Palace Grill thing?
I was watching the great Lovro Majer. The next great Croatian midfielder that's going to come through the system.
You're one of a kind.
You heard it first. You heard it first right here. Lovro Majer. M-A-J-E-R.
Lovro
Majer.
He really is one of a kind, I'm telling you.
There's only one guy that daily wears a funeral home and crematory, pullover.
You know what their motto is? Thank you for smoking. I brought here to one time?
I do remember
the matches.
That,
Say thank you for smoking.
Thank you for smoking from your friends at Elmwood Chapel.
They also have one that says "We'll dig your hole." So I don't know about that.
That's right. Yeah.
I'll dig the fucking hole. Where are the shovels?
Jeez.
Ashes to ashes.
Yurko today. I texted the group. I don't know if he shared the text with you.
Oh, we did. We read it on here.
Oh, did you read it? Like the least surprise was you ranting about Mel Gray being as good as Devin Hester.
If not better.
And going at it. And then the most
he knows Mel Gray.
When I'm on the elliptical and I tune in and he's going off on the Illini, you fucking Illini fans, all you guys out there think you guys are any good? You got
Cockburn.
You should
That's
be
right.
embarrassed.
The man's name's Cockburn. It's not Rooster.
I can
Colbert.
Read.
He's talking about like how they should be embarrassed. I'm like, they lost to maybe the best team in the country.
Number four.
I think it was like a 2-point game with like 6 minutes to go.
No. It was 2 points game about 4 minutes into the half. And then they started stretching their legs a little bit. Yeah.
I thought it was fairly close.
You would have thought they lost
first
to Nebraska.
Half of the second half.
I was like,
first half was real close.
Then
the first 4 or 5 minutes of the second half were close.
Right.
Then they started taking the lead. Okay. Then it was over. Yeah. Then it was just.
How old is Trent Frazier, by the way?
Yeah, he's
got to be Evan Eschmeyer's age.
He's
right?
been there like 7 years. See, Sylvia, I don't know who you hold a grudge against. And now whether you can hold a grudge and then at some point you forgive people. The Fighting Illini did not recruit me. Okay, it was Rick George was the coach. Rick George was the recruiting coordinator, and Mike White was the head coach. They did not recruit me. I've got a problem with them.
You and Jay Cutler had the same beef.
Northwestern. It was Dennis Green. It was Dennis Green. He was up there. Dennis Green did not recruit me.
Could you have gotten into Northwestern? Could you have gotten in?
What are you talking about? Could I have gotten in?
He's smart. Well, did you have?
Of course, I had the credentials.
You had the credentials. I know you're street smart. You had the GPA.
I had the GPA and I had the ACT score.
Yeah, he could.
Kid, I was considering going to University of Chicago and or wrestling for Brown University.
Wow.
Yes. So, I have the credentials? Are you kidding me?
I never heard this about Brown. Are you
Croatian? I'm Croatian.
You were going to go
naturally
wrestle? Wait a minute.
Naturally smart.
Were you really going to go wrestle at Brown?
Well, there was an opportunity.
Really?
Yes. Could have wrestled at Brown. I could have wrestled at the University of Chicago.
I've known you 20 years. I never knew that.
Well, I wasn't much of a grappler. I did it just because it made me a better football player.
Oh, my God.
So, that's why I did it. My coach, high school coach, said, Yurko, what are you going to do at basketball? 6'1" Wes Unseld type on the block. Playing against 6'6" Jerry Jones from Hillcrest.
Throw a onesie on. Let's go get on the mat.
Things weren't going to happen. He goes, wrestling will help you in football. He goes, get your ass over to wrestling mat. You're a wrestler.
That's true.
I used to leave wrestling practice and go up with my guys that I played basketball with, and I'd condition with them first. So it was easy. I'd go condition with them. And then during conditioning, you'd shoot free throws. And then it'd be like, if Yurko makes 4 out of 5, you guys got to run. Man, I'd be trying to make 5 out of 5. Coach, bonus running if they make 5 out of 5, and I'd be trying to make 5 out of 5. But I'd run laps, too, with them. So no matter what I did, and they're looking at me, and they're going, miss.
You're practicing with two teams?
We only had so many heavyweights. So when it came time to condition, it was the auditorium, or I'd go screw around with the basketball team. So
how heavy were you as a wrestler?
237 pounds.
Oh, svelte kid.
237,
so were you like when you were wrestling with other schools?
33-6 my senior year.
Nice. You got beat 6 times?
Three times.
That surprises me.
I was 3-3 against Steve Blassingame out of Thornridge.
Which is pretty awesome.
We wrestled 6 times.
Yeah.
Steve Blassingame got his college scholarship to wrestle at the University of Illinois. He's a Falcon.
Did you were you cheating in any way?
No, never. But I beat him my first 3 times.
Punch him in the nuts. He was sticking his thumb up some guy's ass.
Yeah. Moon River.
I'm
going
to try to sneak it in.
By the way, that's called checking the oil.
I know what it's called.
You hear that from the bench every once in a while. Check his oil.
I know exactly
check his
what
oil.
It's called. Yeah.
You knew exactly what the coach wanted you to do.
You're going
to
give him a half Nelson.
You give him a little harbinger, you know?
You're joking, though. There was no checking of the oil.
No, but checking of the oil didn't mean you were going anywhere. It just meant go ahead and kind of grab down there and say hello.
Yeah, stick a finger in.
Give
him
a hello, how are
you? I don't want to wrestle.
What am I good at? Buddies in high school wrestle. I don't
want to wrestle.
So I was 3-3
against... sticking your thumb in your competitor's ass?
His ass. Yeah,
Come on, get the fuck out of here.
There's cloth in the way.
He wrestled in Northwestern.
He was legit. Nothing's happening.
Well, did you swim too? Were you down there giving guys a speedo rub?
Hold on, kid, listen. There's nothing you could do. You couldn't go anywhere is the point.
You never check
his dipstick.
No, I never checked the oil,
terrible.
Car.
Sure. Hold on. So I was 3-3 against
baseball,
one guy.
I played shortstop. Hey, wait a second. I got a guy on second.
Well, you never know.
Let me check the oil. What?
Make sure he's got enough coolant.
St. Lawrence. Brian Krasowski finished second in state. Brian Krasowski was a great wrestler. I lost to him in sectionals. And then my buddy No Socks Eddie Doxy out of Bloom.
Yeah.
He ended up beating me once.
He wore no socks. He would always.
He never wore socks, even when he played football with me at Eastern Illinois. He's a freshman down there when I was a freshman.
You wearing socks?
So it's No Socks Eddie Dox. That's my guy.
You had a great nickname.
Right? For what reason?
No socks. We lost Eddie Dox in our freshman year. Spring break, we all came home. I said, meet me at the Bob Evans on Route 30 in Matson.
And you never came?
At this time.
I know exactly where that is.
We waited for 60 minutes.
What happened?
60 minutes for No Socks Eddie Doxy to show up right out of Chicago Heights. Not that far.
What happened?
We never saw Eddie Doxy again.
Again? Really? What happened to him?
Well, he didn't come back to school. He pulled out. He lost his scholarship. And then somebody said Eddie's still down here working for somebody.
Wow. Checking
oil.
He's
still alive.
Is he wearing socks?
Yeah, still alive. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad he's
still
alive.
I think now he's wearing socks. But back then it was No Socks Eddie Doxy.
The Bob Evans Highway 30 right off of 57, right?
Right off of 57.
Bob Evans.
We used to, that's when we knew we were back in Chicago or in the Chicago area driving back from Carbondale.
That was our meeting spot.
Is like we got to Matson and it was like, all right, we're home. We still got another hour to get to Skokie, so like, but we're home.
That's where you buy your meth, right?
You catch a ride.
Isn't that a meth exchange?
Listen, if you wanted to come back up and nobody knew was coming back up, you didn't have a car. I didn't have a car my first 3 years in college. I didn't have a car. So you'd have to catch a ride, and so you'd had your buddies pick you up at Bob Evans.
Right.
So I caught a ride with two guys from Crystal Lake that played football with me, Tommy Moskal and Billy Cochran. Both of the guys looked like they were 38. You know, back then, mustaches looked like Tom Selleck. Very mature. They picked up the beers for the ride home the one time. They called them Highway Pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course
they did. So we're drinking a case of beer.
Highway Pops.
All the way coming up 57.
Safe.
Hot. Yeah. They're driving. They throw one back. Highway Pop time.
Real safe.
And we're back there going, what in the hell did we get ourselves into?
I mean, shit was, you did everything.
By the time I got home, I was drunk. I was already drunk on a Friday before I even got home. And they had another hour and a half.
Nothing but
they
gotta
go to Crystal Lake.
Yeah. Whoa, that's far.
And so then we meet him at the same place, the Bob Evans in the parking lot.
You just outed two guys by name.
Yeah, but that's fine. Tommy passed away, unfortunately, for us. So a moment of silence for Tommy Moskal.
Thank you very much.
And Billy Cochran's still up and running, getting things done.
That's what I hope his boss isn't listening to me. Like, he used to drive an hour and a half with a case of beer.
These days, you'll learn this. Johnny probably knows this,
1986,
obviously.
What are we talking about here?
The kids don't drink and drive anymore.
Good.
They haven't for years.
Thank God.
That's right. Statute of limitations is up on us, by the way.
We did some stupid shit.
Different world. Yeah,
Highway Pops, kid. Who wasn't having
we used to be driving around in Jeff Whitaker's old white Toyota Corolla, drinking Little Kings, the 8 ounces. You'd guzzle them and reach out the window and smack them on the fucking pavement.
Yeah, malt liquor, right?
Nothing but
Little
trouble.
Kids.
Yeah, nothing but trouble.
Jesus.
Malt liquor. Mickey's Big Mouth.
Mickey's
Big
Mouth. Football renegades right here.
Fucking maniacs.
Yeah, just because they could do anything on the football field that gave them a free pass in life.
I think we were just derelicts. It didn't matter that we were playing football, we were just derelict.
Why don't you derelict my balls?
What the hell?
Are we wrestling again?
No, that's from...
Are we wrestling again? Am I checking your oil?
It's from Zoolander.
That really is the most educated I've gotten today. I never knew that checking the oil was a thing in wrestling.
Again, they never win
check
anywhere.
Check the oil!
No, it was just a scare tactic. Like,
would your parents be upset if you see their son getting beaten on the mat? Hey, Johnny, check the oil!
We'd yell
you're
at
on a map, and all of a sudden, a guy's got his hand between your legs. There's something going on.
Right. It was like a scare tactic.
You're like,
my youngest brother wrestled for a little while.
What happens is a little, hey, what happens?
Shove it in
the guy would relent, and then you get him in a...
There's
a little bit of panic, and you drop your wariness to get away from what's happening, and you might make a mistake.
Exactly.
You're hoping the guy makes
a
mistake.
You hope the opponent makes a mistake.
When the oil gets checked, mistakes happen.
Should the Bengals try that this weekend?
Yeah. I tell you what.
That's the only thing that's going to help.
Is Jackson Carmen playing
check
right guard?
Check Aaron Donald's oil.
Whoever the right guard is, he better hope that his best bet might be to stick his thumb up Aaron Donald's ass and hope that throws him off his game a little bit.
That's the only thing that might save Cincinnati in this game.
The only thing. And Aaron Donald go,
I'm predicting a beating.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. In the 20s.
I thought one of Big Cat's good plays was over over 36 and a half pass attempts, because even when he was getting his ass kicked by the Titans, against the both games, the Titans and the Chiefs, he threw like 38, 39 times.
Completions are 24 and a half.
It's coming out quick. Did it's fine, that? But it's coming off.
24 and a half completions. Did you see that?
I mean, they're still going to throw it. They're just going to get rid of it
if
quick.
If you think they're going to be chasing, too, it's not a bad philosophy.
It's a good play.
Furman gave us the punt on the first possession.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially, they always come out slow in these games.
Look at historically, the first quarters.
Well, Sylvia, you mentioned this. Yeah, so this is
very low scoring.
I think Tom Brady's never scored a first quarter.
I think they did once.
Last year, maybe? Could it have been last year?
I'm talking when he was with the Patriots, right?
I think it was once. I thought it was that Eagles Super Bowl.
It could have been, but that run all the way up to that Super Bowl, they had never scored a first quarter.
First quarter. It's such a weird game.
Yes. If you want a good payoff, too, I think Jalen Ramsey, MVP.
I heard you say that on the show. And that's not a bad, for the odds, to put $5 down on that.
He'd have to have a touchdown.
He still, when you list the most talented players on the field on Sunday. How long do you have to go till you get to Jalen Ramsey?
Probably, honestly, on defense? Or just in general?
In the game, when you go to, he's top 10 talent on the field.
Easily.
And he's going to be covering Jamar Chase. Yeah. Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, they're two best weapons. If something happens where he gets a couple of picks, a pick, and he shuts down Jamar Chase.
One return for a touchdown.
Like Larry Brown.
I heard Yurko say that. You guys convinced me on Aaron Donald, on why not a few bucks
I'm going to take the 160 I've already won.
Yeah.
On my waiver? No, on my Matt Stafford MVP.
On the Matt Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
I was
surprised at that.
He did a Luke Pregandy buyout for me.
Yeah,
I think the analytics tell you that you made the right choice.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, 100%. And I'm going to take some of that money, and now I'm going to put it on Jalen Ramsey.
Nice. I thought for the show purposes, through the stress of the Super Bowl, that you guys should have kept the bet.
No, and I'm going to tell you why. Because we wanted to pay off one of our advertisers. One of our sponsors.
Oh, really?
One of our sponsors.
Oh, okay, I see how the back.
Sponsors. We want to show people how it worked.
A little back work dealing.
We want to show people how it works.
In all honesty, you could have shown it how it worked and then said no.
I said yes.
I know you did. Because money, you made the right decision.
Money in my pocket makes me happy.
He did the right thing. He turned $20 into $160.
Yeah.
And he can reinvest if he wants in Matt Stafford, but he did the right thing.
The analytics would tell you Johnny made the right decision.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. All right.
It's PropSwap.com, right?
Or the app, yes. Right. They've got a free app.
They got an app.
PropSwap.com.
Because for weeks I was going to PropSwap.com. Yeah, PropSwap. I could not find it.
You did not. You didn't just go there.
So mean. Dorothy, I love you. You're a legend.
That's fantastic.
And a pioneer.
He is a pioneer.
But I have some bridge work.
That's fantastic. That is
wrong
so great.
Website.
I wonder if they ever sold that Bengals ticket, too, that Luke was telling us about. I should go check. They've got the only 300-to-1 Bengals ticket.
Let's make some predictions.
All right, let's wrap it up and make some predictions.
Three predictions I need, guys, all right? Because we're recording this on Wednesday. So Thursday, Devin Hester, Hall of Fame, yay or nay?
I'm going to say
that's not your opinion. This is whether he gets in or not.
I'm going to say no. I think he gets in next year.
I think I'm with Tommy. I'm going to say it'll be a year or two. Yes, I'll wait.
I think there's enough stupid NFL people out there that will put him in. I say he's going to be in.
You say yes. We got three against one.
I think next year or the year after, Devin will go in.
I think there's going to be too many people like Yurko where they won't get him in the first round. The second prediction is what's
Bulls?
Out there? Oh, yes. Do the Bulls make a trade at the deadline? That's
can it be any
trade?
I'll say yes.
I say yes, too.
I think it'll be small. I don't think you'll eliminate any of their existing. I don't think Kobe White will be traded. I don't think Io or any of the guys will be traded.
No.
Okay, no trade. And then Super Bowl winner.
By the way, you know what you could do to circumvent that is a buyout. One of these guys that gets bought out, would serve as.
Yes.
So I'm going to change
Robert
my bet.
Robert Cummings
say no.
May get bought out. I heard Cap say.
I'm going to say no because I think they will be active in the buyout market. I'll say no to a trade.
I don't know. Covington would be a nice addition.
Prediction.
Perfect, but he's a nice addition.
Well, he'd fit the team, right?
I mean, he would.
Prediction.
I'm going to say, you want me to start? I'm going to say Rams. I'm not going to bet it, guys. I've got other stuff, and I'll join these guys on Friday, as usual. But I'm not going to bet. I'm not going to lay the 3.5. I'll say Rams win.
31-23 Rams.
I've got the Rams winning by 20-plus points.
I have 31-24. 31-24, yeah. I just think at the end, I don't think.
Well, you got an
as
over,
much
too.
As I'd like the Bengals to win this game, I think that at some point Joe Burrow will be affected too much and won't be able to overcome the pass.
Denver Green Bay Super Bowl ended 31-24, just for your historical purposes.
Thank
there, gentlemen.
Jerk.
Can I ask a question, too? I heard you guys talking about this, and I've asked you this before.
Karate!
With the whole Devin Hester thing, I don't know where you stand on this.
Oh, you're going to light this fire at the end?
I made the comment a while ago, and you guys sounded like it was something new to you. If you're against a special teamer going into the Hall of Fame, is it hypocritical to be okay for a closer to go in and make?
Oh, we talked about that today.
That's what I mean. We've talked about this for a year.
That's a fine argument. Meller is totally with you. Or the idea that closers okay should both. Not be in the Hall of Fame.
Like I'm okay with both.
Like Dennis Eckersley, it's always the comp of Yurko.
He was a failed starter.
He was not a fail, but he was a third or a fourth
right.
starter.
He was, like he was a third
the number three, number four starter on the 84 Cubs.
Yes.
Not until he lands in Tony La Russa's lap
right.
do they change him and he becomes the most dominant closer.
I think it's a fair...
Are you four closers being in? And don't let your answer be because you're trying to protect your Devin Hester angle.
I do think Mariano Rivera deserves
okay,
to be
so
in. I think
you,
Bruce Sutter deserves to be in.
If you are in favor of
Kimbrel
that,
will
then,
get in.
Then
Kimbrel probably will get in.
Then can you connect that to a Hall of Famer?
Yeah,
whether it's Devin or it's Adam Vinatieri.
I suppose it's a fair argument, and I don't even. The thing that sort of annoys me about all this a little bit is that there are so many guys that probably deserve it that aren't going to be there ever. And that's what's sort of like, really? Like Devin?
But
and Merkin's point is, well, that's not Devin's fault. And it's
right,
not. And
right.
Devin should be celebrated. Like, don't get me wrong. He was awesome. Devin was the best at his job. I mean, like, he was great. But
so, Johnny, do you think closers should be in?
Along with Dante Hall.
Johnny, do you believe closers should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
I don't care.
I know you don't care. For the sake of the conversation.
I don't care about baseball.
I know you don't.
Is Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
Okay, but Johnny,
no,
you are making...
I heard you say that today.
You're making the football...
Barry Bonds.
You're making the football argument
Why
based on logic.
Why are you talking
logic,
sense
you
to this fuckface?
But you don't...
It's full circle right there, group.
Fuckface.
We
Come
go
on.
Back to the fuckface.
Are you first closers
getting in? Is Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
He's not.
I'm for Pete Rose being
know,
in the Baseball
I am
Hall
too.
Of Fame.
I heard you today.
I'm for Sammy Sosa.
Save it for
yeah,
our
not
show,
asking,
Waddle.
You're not
and
answering
Bonds.
The question.
I'm in for all those guys being in the Hall of Fame. Are they in the Hall of Fame?
No, you're not answering the question.
So baseball can hang up on itself.
You know what? The witness is being hostile.
Maybe we'll call Howard Aiken. We'll call Howard Aiken to represent you, Donnie.
Stick your thumb up his ass.
And RJ Curcio. That's our guy, RJ. All right. So tell your friends again. Crosstalk Unhinged is now available with its own tile on the ESPN Chicago app. It's available on all the streaming platforms. Text your friends. Say, hey, I got a new podcast for you to listen to. You know Carmen and Yurko. You know Waddle and Sylvie. Did you know they go uninterrupted for 30 minutes and they swear each other at each other, talk
check
about checking
oil.
The oil and calling each other fuck faces?
Exactly. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?